Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do talk to the coach, former NFL coach Brian Billick. He joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Coach, how you doing? Everything good?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Dug in for that snowstorm that's going to hit on Saturday and Sunday down there.
You know, we've got hit pretty good last week, and I'm frankly tired of scraping my front drive. Yes, seconded.
Yes, certainly here in Western Pennsylvania. Now, we were knocking this around for the better part of a couple weeks now. If you take the quarterback situations in Kansas City, in Buffalo, in Cincinnati, and with the Chargers, how are the Steelers going to compete moving forward? It's tough in the AFC.
Yeah, like everybody, you better, and just in your own division. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking up at Lamar Jackson, and you're looking at Joe Burrow, and who has played any better than Joe Burrow in the last four or five games, including the playoffs? Just spectacular. And then Baker Mayfield has obviously shown signs of success in Cleveland. So yeah, just within the division, you're going to have to keep up.
Yeah, and really across the conference, when you look at the duel that Mahomes and Allen put up on Sunday night, and then that next level of Burrow and Herbert, and even to the level after that of Carr and Lamar Jackson, I would guess. You know, how important is it that the Steelers attack the quarterback position, or can they take the opportunity to sort of give Rudolph and Haskins the chance, take a step back and assess for a year, and then go in on a quarterback maybe a year from now?
I don't know that in the NFL you can think in those terms. I think they probably already know. They've had those guys long enough, even though, you know, the body of work and actual games. And you'd like more, but at the end of the day, I think you have to make a strategic decision right now. Are these the guys, and are we going to go with that, or do we need to pursue in free agency or in the draft and go get our next quarterback?
Brian Billick joining us here, Fan Morning Show, former NFL coach. You know, one thing with the teams that are left that I marvel at is how often it seems like that Travis Kelce and the Patrick Mahomes go off the card and they just go off script and they ad lib. That's something that normally takes a lot longer to generate. It seems like they were able to do that pretty much from day one. Do you watch football games and see those guys and just go, I can't believe they just did that so often?
Well, yeah, it always begins with base talent, incredible talent. And then that sixth sense nuance between them and Patrick Mahomes. Now, I will say, and Leslie Frazier is an outstanding defensive coordinator, but I got to say, what the hell were you thinking playing two-man? I mean, we learned you cannot play man against Kansas City in any way, shape, or form, because Patrick Mahomes is immediately going to find Kelce or Hill, or he's going to find the physical mismatch with Kelce. Now, you know, particularly early in the year, teams were being able to keep Kansas City under wraps. They weren't generating as many big plays because it was when teams went with the mentality, okay, we're not going to give you the big play. We're going to make you go 10, 12 plays, length of field. And they're certainly capable of doing that. But if you play any form of man, you're going to get scorched. And I was just shocked to see, particularly with 13 seconds left, to go two man, it fathoms me.
Brian Billick, former NFL head coach with us here on the Fan Morning Show. How do the Niners go toe-to-toe with the Rams?
Well, first, there's a familiarity, which is great. I mean, you're in a playoff game, but you're playing a team that you beat pretty good. You know, the formula for the 49ers is clear-cut. It's keep Garoppolo on a 25 to 30 pitch count, run the ball, play good defense, don't turn the ball over. To beat them, you have to do, and when they've got that going, even against a good team like Green Bay, That's a good formula for them. That is a winning formula for them. The key for the Rams, in my opinion, who is also playing very, very well, and you can see their formula. As long as Stafford doesn't turn the ball over, they keep that balance, run the ball, stay committed, and play, obviously, really good defense, which they're capable of doing, then I think the Rams will win. But Stafford can't turn the ball over.
Is there a very real quotient with the Bengals in terms of, hey, nobody thought we'd be here anyway, let's just go out and let it rip? Or is that kind of overblown in sports?
No, I think initially, yeah, there's a little bit of a freedom there. You know, us against the world, nobody believes in us. And I will say this, playing Kansas City, every week we go in and talk about, okay, what do you take to do to beat Kansas City? Well, you can't give up the big play, and you can't let it turn into a track meet. If you let it turn into a track meet, then you're in trouble. Well, Cincinnati may be going, you know what, we're fine with the track meet. Our guy and our talent, if this isn't up and down the field, if this is going to be like the Buffalo game and we're going to go up and down the field and we can maybe have that last possession and maybe not play two-man and give up 80 yards in two plays, yeah, maybe we can pull this off. And they are capable of doing that. Now, in Kansas City and Mahomes and them hitting it pretty good, I don't know that I'd bet that, but Cincinnati is uniquely qualified to keep up with Cincinnati or with Kansas City.
Is it realistic for teams to think they can still win with defense and a running game and not one of those elite quarterbacks we've been talking about?
Yeah, but okay, maybe you don't have to have an elite guy, but your guy's got to be pretty good. And that's an awful tight margin game. You know, I lived that obviously for years in Baltimore. And that's that when you're going to win 17-10, 21-13, those are some tight margins, and particularly since you're facing now those elite quarterbacks over a 17 game schedule, that formula, you can get into the playoffs and you can make a pretty good run. But now in order to get to the Super Bowl, that formula has to go through the Mahomes, the Allens, the Burrows, you know, and the list goes on and on. So, yeah, it's more challenging. Again, I don't think you need a future Hall of Famer necessarily, but your guy better be playing pretty well, at a pretty high level.
Now, tell us what you're doing. You jump back in. You're going to work for Arizona State with Herm Edwards. What are you doing there, and why did you decide now?
Well, I've known Herm for, since 1980. We go back to San Diego. He was at San Diego State. I coached at San Diego State. Marvin Lewis is his defense. You know, is on the defensive side in the same capacity. Ray Anderson is the athletic director. Ray was my agent and lawyer for years. I coached the Hula Bowl this year, which was great fun. And they approached me at the right time, and kind of proposed, this is, you know, the kind of a general, assistant, overseeing the offense just seemed like, it could be fun, could be a good fit. And, I'll lend whatever perspective I can. I've always said the time I've spent doing games for Fox and in the last 12 years working for the NFL Network, getting ready for the draft, if I were ever to go back into coaching, and this is kind of a quasi going back in, I'd be better for it because of the broader view that I have. So hopefully I can bring that perspective for them, and excited about helping out the program.
Yeah, I saw Jim Haslett did this at Penn State a couple years ago. A bunch of people have done something like this, Coach, and it's just enough to dive deep in, but it's not your whole life, right?
Correct. And that's not what I'm about right now, but I'm excited about getting involved with it, kind of coaching coaches, so to speak. I'm not a big fan of the outside perspective or the guy that, you know, the general counsel, so to speak, coming in and the consultant. But if it's done in the right way and in the right people, and clearly I'm very comfortable with the people there, I think I can lend something to it. I'm not going to be there on a day-to-day basis. It's more a general overview and seeing if I can help them craft something offensively that highlights the individual abilities of their players.
Well, and on that note, when you take a step back and look at offense globally, how do you see the college game influencing the pro game as opposed to vice versa? And how do you help, I guess, perfect the talents of the players that you've got, use them to their best ability, while also finding a system that works?
Yeah, well, that's the key because, yes, there's no question that the game has changed slightly. It's opened up. Therefore, it's changed the personnel that you have on defense to a degree. But it's interesting, particularly as I'm now doing a deep dive into the college numbers and looking at Arizona State and obviously their opponents and that type of thing. it's amazing how the more the game changes, the more it stays the same. And by that, I mean, yes, it has spread out a little bit, but the numbers, the situational numbers, what you have to have an offense wrapped around in terms of open field, third down, short yardage, high red zone, low red zone, plus 10, goal line, backed up, pressure packages, 2 minute, 4 minute, just the basic situations, the process that you have to have covered going into a game. The numbers have not changed dramatically, and which is astounding to me. And so it is very much a contained field, and it's one of bringing specific focus to those so that the players understand that you're doing what your players do best, not just shoving the square peg in the round hole. Well, everybody's spread out, so we're going to spread out. No, if your best personnel is 12 personnel, two tights and a running back, if your best personnel is 21, San Francisco is a perfect example. You know, they're full of 12 and 21 personnel. Why? Because those are their best people. If your best people are three wides, then by God, spread out and be in three wide. But if your best athlete, because at the end of the day, it's all about, are your athletes better than my athletes?
Plus, now Herm can get you some gear with the best logo, one of the best logos in all of sports. That Arizona State logo, sharp, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And they're an X-Tech pads, too. So it's a double dip. It's great.
There we go.
Perfect.
Tell us about X-Tech pads before we let you go, Coach.
Well, yeah, I've been with them for 9 years, one of the original owners, and very proud of where we've come. We're the number one pad in pro football, number one pad in college, major college football, all the major programs, all the elite players, and now finding its way down to the high school level, which is really gratifying. It's gratifying to see the parents now vesting themselves in the process to make sure that their players are in the best pad and protection possible. And X-Tech Pad is just that. It's been proven. They can go to xtechpads.com or go to Instagram. And this is the pad that our young people need to be in.
There we go. Coach, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon. Good luck with Arizona State and everything else. And thanks again.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, there he is, Coach Brian Billick. Always so great with his time and his insight. We love him. Love talking to him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.